Energy giant BP has successfully replaced a failed blowout preventer from atop its ruptured Gulf of Mexico oil well. The April 20th blowout that led to an explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig killed 11 men and sent 4 million barrels of oil into the water and along shorelines. Father Larry Snyder is the president of Catholic Charities USA. He spoke with us about the importance of aid given by the Catholic Church to help those affected on the Gulf Coast.
Well, I think everybody has seen the devastation that has come about from the oil spill in the Gulf Coast. And the interesting thing here is that Catholic Charities was the first to go out and actually establish sites where people could go to get groceries, try to get some financial assistance if they needed that, and setting up mental health outreach because of the incredible stress this is putting on families. Now, there's a tremendous public relations message that's being put out across the United States by BP that we're going to make everything right. The fact of the matter is when you come here, there are a lot of people who are not eligible for the relief that BP is giving, people who may have secondary incomes or secondary jobs that are in those communities but not directly related to fishing. But it's an interesting thing. When you talk to the families down here, BP, for example, will not cover food assistance. So this has been something that Catholic Charities is out there doing, and they did get one grant from BP, but it only lasted for about 3 weeks, and we've been into this now several months. So we're really trying to push for the people who are being forgotten in this catastrophe as well. And even though the message is going out, everything's under control, it's not under control in a lot of people's lives, and so we're being called upon to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks.